Hey, and welcome to our community podcast for Glensville, Ohio. My name is Tim Ugon.
My name is Stan Bredrick.
And this is our podcast. This is episode 4. We have made it to 4 episodes, Stan. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
I know. I'm just thrilled that we've been able to offer this service to our community and the wonderful people in Glensville.
I'm also thrilled, Tim.
Well, that's great. Now, as everyone knows, this is a town that we have great pride in. Then on this podcast, we like to describe some of the events happening in our town, some local town news, maybe a few a few fun events that are going on, and just generally about the town, what it's about, and places you can go. We'll give some restaurant reviews and stuff like that. So, how was your weekend? Stan?
It was very good.
It was good. Was it a Glensville weekend?
It was a Glensville weekend.
That's fantastic.
Have you been to the Glensville gym?
You know, I have. I had a membership about a year ago at the Glensville gym, but I let it expire, and I probably should get back there because I'm putting on a few pounds. I mean, you got with all the wonderful restaurants around here. How can you not?
I know.
How can you
I
not?
I just got my membership 2 weeks ago.
And how are you liking it so far?
I'm loving it. I've never been to a gym before, but if this gym is like any other gym, then I'm going to go to this gym every day.
Yeah,
other gyms.
You're gonna lose some pounds there. Get a nice.
Gonna
nice...
lose some of my. Gonna lose some of my blood.
Yeah, and you'll get to. I think there's a local YMCA around here too. You get to go and show off your new bod and your swimming trunks. So we had some nasty weather over the weekend. Oh,
yes,
it was just pouring down. It was crazy, but at least the local gardens got some well needed water, because we've been having a little bit of a drought lately. But that seems to be clearing up now that we're entering into out of the summer seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a fantastic month for Glensville. This has been because we have a few local restaurants that have opened up recently, and they have been fantastic. You know, have you gotten a chance to try Sam's Grill?
No, I haven't.
You have not tried
I've
Sam's Grill?
I've been too busy working out.
Oh,
at
man.
The Glensville gym.
I went to Sam's Grill yesterday with Bob. You know Bob Thompson?
Yeah, I know Bob.
I went to Sam's Grill. And you would not believe the food they have there. It is unbelievable. It's owned by this guy named Sam, obviously. And he knows how to grill. Let me tell you, I had some fantastic food there the other. It was delightful. And I would definitely on this podcast, I'm going to recommend to any people in the Glensville area to check out Sam's Grill if you have a time. It's not too expensive. It's not one of those restaurants where you go and you're gonna break the bank or anything, but it's definitely delicious.
That's good.
It is fantastic. I recommend getting anything. You know, there was so many things on the menu that just looked fantastic. I don't even know how to name one thing because they all just
hamburger.
Look so good. They got hamburgers. They got
hamburgers.
They got ribs.
Dogs.
They got everything you can think of.
They got chicken wings.
Yeah. If
they got cheesecake.
If it was sliced off an animal, they got it and they can cook it for you. They have this great barbecue sauce that's a little bit sweet and a little bit tangy, and it's fantastic.
Kind of like Bob.
My friend Bob's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, have you been to any place interesting over the last since our last podcast?
I've been to Kyle's Grill.
Whose grill?
Kyle's Grill.
Kyle's Grill.
Kyle.
How is Kyle?
Yeah.
I'm not aware of that grill. I can't believe there are two grills and with the same kind of name.
Yeah, apparently it's owned by a guy named Kyle, and they also have really good hamburgers. They have the best hot dogs.
Wow. I'll have to check that. I don't know if they can compete with Sam's Grill, though. I don't know if they can compete with Sam's Grill.
I don't know. I tell you what, after the show, we can go to Sam's Grill. We can get ourselves a couple of cheeseburgers, and then I can finally judge, and then I'll take you to Kyle's Grill.
That sounds like a good idea.
And you can have a couple of cheeseburgers and some of the hot dogs, because he makes some of the best hot dogs.
That sounds like a great idea, Stan.
And then we'll decide. And then next week we'll finally give the final answer as to who's better, Kyle or Sam's Grill.
Oh, I've got some community news. Martha McLaughlin.
Oh, really?
Martha McLaughlin finally had her baby. It was a beautiful baby girl.
Really?
And, her name is going to be Samantha. So yeah, congratulations to Martha.
Congratulations.
So, Stan.
What's his name?
Samantha. I just said.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Stan?
Oh, I was too busy clapping. I was clapping too loud to hear you.
Oh yes, and congratulations to Martha.
Yeah, congratulations.
So anyway, what would you say your favorite thing about Glensville is?
About Glensville?
Yeah. Well, what is your
besides
your,
the gym?
What is your favorite Glensville aspect besides the gym?
Glensville Park.
Oh yes,
if
Glensville Park.
If you haven't been to Glensville Park,
I don't think
take
anyone
your
in
kids,
Glensville. I don't
take
think
your grandparents.
I don't think anyone in Glensville has not been to Glensville Park. That is a delightful
maybe
area.
Your
the,
special someone for
yeah, we,
a
we
nice
have
pick,
we have a community action league
take your
in Glensville.
Special someone to a nice
yeah. We got a community action league in Glensville that keeps the park just in top condition. You know, they go there every week. They pick up any trash that might be around and. They make sure that all the upkeep and the local city taxes go to pay to keep that park just as wonderful as it can be. Are you there, Stan?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I'm actually eating one of Kyle's Grill's burgers.
Oh,
right now.
You got some takeout?
Yeah, I got some takeout. I got a doggy bag.
Oh, another community news. I almost forgot this. There is a dog that's missing. His name is Rusty. He is a German Shepherd.
Aww.
And he has been reported missing to the local police department. If you notice a German Shepherd, he is about I think 6 years old. His name is Rusty. So if you see him, please report to the local police department, and they will get someone from animal control out there to get the dog and bring it back to its rightful owner.
Yes, please.
Don't you just hate that, Stan?
I hate that. You know, you know me. I love animals.
I know you love animals so much.
I love animals more than I love to eat them.
I know you would just when you see an animal, you get water in your eyes and you're just like, whoa.
Then I cry.
And I know, and I appreciate that about you. I know that is the great thing with everyone in Glensville. I mean, everyone in Glensville is such just a nice person. You think about anyone in Glensville, and you just think, wow, that guy is just a nice guy. You know.
Yes.
I mean that's why I love living here, and that's why we created this community podcast. Because
it doesn't matter who you're talking about.
I know.
You can say that they are probably the nicest person you've ever met in your life.
Exactly. You can just anyone at all, and it's the nicest guy you've ever met.
Yes. Exactly.
So I love this town, and I wouldn't move out for anything.
Yeah. Tim, you're the nicest guy I've ever met.
And Stan, you're the nicest guy I've ever met. and you're going to be even nicer after you shave off some pounds at that gym membership.
Oh, yeah, at the Glens gym.
Yeah, I gotta get myself a gym membership. As I said, I am definitely putting on a few pounds. Get myself just better in shape.
Yes.
So we have some announcements.
Yeah,
the local Protestant church is having a bake sale.
A bake sale.
They're having a bake sale, and there's gonna be muffins. There's going to be cakes. There's gonna be cookies. There's gonna be every delight you can think of. They're gonna be selling it. It all goes to a good cause. They're trying to build a Sunday school center. So hopefully they'll raise enough money. The community will rally in and buy some cupcakes and stuff, and hopefully that center will get opened.
So I'm definitely going to be there.
Yes, I am. That's another reason for the gym membership I'm going to need. Because let me tell you, I'm gonna be eating quite a few cupcakes. I'm just gonna.
Yes, I mean after we eat all those cupcakes, all those hamburgers and nachos.
I know there's just so many things to eat.
You
know,
need
I think
to go to the.
I think the gym is going to definitely. definitely get a boosted membership after this bake sale. Oh, Stan.
Yeah.
I almost forgot. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my birthday was 2 days ago. I turned 34.
Yes, yes. Well, it was a swell birthday bash you had.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you had some cake, and that cake, by the way, that delicious cake is also going to be on sale at the bake sale. That same kind of cake. So if you're dying for some cake, you gotta go to that bake sale and you gotta buy up all the cake you can buy.
Yes, and I also had some cupcakes.
You had some cupcakes.
And you actually came out of one of the cakes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I remember that. You came out.
That was
came
silly.
Out of one of the cakes.
That's just one example of one of the silly things that we do here in Glensville.
Night Alive, and you were dressed as Batman.
Yeah,
you came out of the cake dressed as Batman.
Well, no, it wasn't supposed to be Batman. It was supposed to be Mothman. I'm not exactly an expert costume designer, you know.
Yeah, you had two things pointing, like you had two pointing things on top of your head. I assumed you were Batman.
No, it was Mothman.
Oh, Mothman!
It was
man.
Mothman.
I feel like a jerk now because when you came out of the cake, I was like, "Oh my god, it's Batman!" And everybody was looking at me weird.
But yeah, you know, no wonder you got that gym membership with all that cake and cupcakes and everything.
Yeah, I know. I got to burn all that off.
You got to burn all that off.
At the Glensville gym.
You got to burn it.
Yeah.
You got to burn it. But yeah, it has been an interesting year for Glensville. You know, we have had so many great people move to Glensville. We've had so many great community projects put together. And just recently there was a Glensville campout where members from the community had this big outdoor camping thing where we just slept under the stars and we roasted marshmallows over the fire. And there was an accidental forest burn that happened because of this, except the fire department got it under control and there was minimal damage. But in general, you know, it was a great time, and I think the community really banded together in a way that hasn't been seen in a long time. It was fantastic.
And it's also a great place to bring your kids, and you know, just like Glensville Park, it's a great place to bring your kids, your grandparents. It's a great place to bring maybe your special someone. It's not just for kids.
Yeah,
camping
it's the whole family, just
like
everyone. And there was going to be a second anniversary Glensville camp out, except the fire marshal said that might not be a good idea. Except we're trying to think of some additional ideas for some sort of community get together next year. So if anyone has any ideas or thoughts on this, you know, they should definitely talk to the city commissioner, the town commissioner, and really get with them. And we're having a community meeting next week at the county hall, and that's one of the things we're going to go over about the stuff that we're going to be doing next year, some of the community events, and also how we're gonna pay for the fire restoration and some other stuff. So it's really, really get down there if you can.
Yeah, and kids, don't try to drive a car over a campfire. There's a lot of gasoline coming out of there.
Yeah, that doesn't work too well. You know,
it doesn't work too well.
Live and learn, though. You know, live and learn.
Yeah.
So, so your wife died in that fire.
Yes,
I know. I know.
She did. I was kind of hoping you wouldn't bring it up.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, Charlotte's dead.
But so we're having a cook-off.
It's sad though. She was the nicest girl.
We're having a cook-off in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we're having a cook-off in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna cook some stuff. I hope you can make it.
I am definitely going to make it.
You're gonna be there.
I make it every year to that cook-off.
Oh, and you always have that great chili that you bring, that fantastic chili.
Uh-huh, Mark's chili.
Yeah, Mark's chili.
Mark's chili, Mark made it.
I thought you made that chili.
You know, Mark Latanza.
Oh!
No, Mark.
Mark Latanza.
Mark Latanza, he owns his own restaurant.
Oh, yes, yes, Mark's Grill.
Yeah, so it's actually down the street from from Sarah's.
Yeah, it is. It is. That is a fantastic. That chili is legendary.
It is legendary. He won an award. He won a lot of awards for that.
He won the Glensdale Food Awards when we were having contests for local culinary greats.
Yeah, maybe when he becomes a big chef, he can kind of give us some of that ching-ching.
Yeah,
know?
when he becomes a big food star,
Mark.
he can come back to Glensville and do some more community
cooking.
Doing
good, Mark.
Yeah, he is doing fantastic.
He's doing great.
You know, I think he's actually getting on our local Glensville television station. He is starting up a cooking show.
Oh, really?
I know. I told him a couple years ago. I was like, you need a show. Your food is so great. I just wish that I could learn how to cook this stuff because it is fantastic. And he has taken that to heart, and he is making his own cooking show on our community access station. And so all the residents of Glensville will be able to find out what his secret is, what the stuff that he puts in his food is.
Good. I gotta watch that. I'm definitely going to watch that.
I know. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your wife's funeral.
I was kind of wondering.
I really have no excuse for that. I apologize for that. That was an oversight on my part.
I mean, it's like you can only have one funeral.
Yeah. Well, I did try to make it, but I don't even remember why I didn't. But there is another announcement.
You don't
here.
Remember why you didn't make it. Wife's funeral.
No, I got an announcement here. Apparently, the German Shepherd has been found. So by the time by the time this podcast gets out, you don't even need to look for it because it has been found.
It's already been found.
The dog has been found. It is dead, unfortunately. It was hit by a car.
Wow.
Yeah, if the car was on fire, that's kind of the way your wife died.
Yeah. Except I didn't see it this time.
There is a new shop that opened up down the street. It is a novelty shop. A novelty shop. It is the most fantastic novelty shop that you will ever. They sell so many ridiculous things. They have whistles. They have bells. They got these little confetti blowers. You push a button and it just shoots confetti everywhere. It is amazing. Have you been there yet, Stan?
Nope, I have not.
You haven't been to the novelty shop.
I have not been to the novelty shop.
You gotta go there. They have got fantastic things there. They have just ridiculous things at the novelty shop. I mean, it is unbelievable. It is owned by a local woman. I think her name is Cindy. Cindy, and she opened up. She went to the bank. She got a loan for this store, and she opened it up. And it is wonderful. If you want to support your local businesses, you gotta go down to that novelty shop.
Do they have those finger traps?
Yeah, I think they do.
Tiny finger traps.
Yeah, they got the little.
I remember the. It took me. I remember the first time I tried. It took me 3 hours to get it out of it.
Yeah, it takes a ridiculous amount of time. I put it on and it just sticks to your fingers and you're like, wow.
I just kept on pulling and pulling and pulling, and I think your little brother was the one who told me, no, just push it in and then pull your fingers out.
Oh, man.
And I did. I felt like Houdini.
I know it is. Once you figure out that secret, you're like, wow.
You gotta show it to other people. They smell weird, though. Those things smell weird.
You're like, wow. It is unbelievable. Yeah, they got those little novelty magic stuff, and they got all sorts of things. They got those little,
tiny little umbrellas?
Oh, yes, they do. They have. I bought some of those.
Like you put in your little drink?
I
want those, not to put in drinks, because I'm not a drinker.
Not anymore.
Unlike somebody.
Oh, yes, I got a problem with alcoholism.
Yeah, you were actually drunk when you came out of the cake dressed as Muffin.
Yeah. I had one too many, or actually probably 10 too many, but yeah.
Yeah, because nobody else knew that you were going to do that, so I don't think.
No, there was a couple of people who were a little upset about that, but it's it's in the past.
That's my birthday, and
it's not something I'm going to do again. Let me tell you.
That's birthday boy. Speaking of which, if you want to go to Thomas's Liquor Store, it's actually right across the street from
it's downtown on 12th Street. I know. I got it memorized.
Across the street from Glenville Gym, actually.
Oh, it's across the street from the gym.
Yeah, but stay away from that. We don't go into the liquor store until after you get your workout.
There's no chance of that. I'm going straight to the liquor store. I'm just going right in there, and I'm destroying my.
That's not good because you can't work out.
It's not good at all. It is terrible.
Yeah, because knowing you, you're gonna get ass drunk. And
you know what? I am getting the shakes a little bit right now. I think I'm gonna have a few sips right now.
Oh, what is it? You were hiding that under there the whole time. You're sneaky.
I am a sneaky fool.
I think you have a problem, Tim.
You know, I think I do. I think I do. You know, I went on the 12-step program, and I made it to about step 3. But, you know, I fell off the wagon, but I'm going to get back. I'm going to get back on the wagon. I'm going to get better.
Doesn't look like you are. Doesn't look like you are. Yeah, you have about 5 liquor bottles. I got
a bunch of stuff here. You know, I do definitely have a problem, but it's you know, of all the problems I could have, this one is definitely one of the funner ones.
I guess, I mean, if you're happy, it makes you happy. Just as long as you don't.
It makes me so happy.
Okay, I think you should stop now, Tim, because you're getting a little wobbly.
I'm good.
All right.
Ah, man. You know what? You know what, Tim? You know what, Stan?
What?
You know what? You know what?
Are you okay? You can't even remember my name.
I'm. You know what? Stan. you're Stan.
Yeah, I am. And you're Tim. Hey, you know Marcus Elementary? Marcus Elementary.
That's the next town over.
This Sunday, they're having their first ever field trip.
They're having their first ever field trip.
Field trip. They're going to have sack racing. They're going to have...
Well, where are they going in their field trip?
Where are they going? I think they're going to do it right there.
That's not much of a field trip. That's more of a go outside.
I don't know.
I think what you were referring to is they're having some sort of elementary school party.
No, they're having a field trip in back of the school.
I don't know.
I have the flyer right here.
Well, that's why Glensville and the city of Marcus doesn't get along very well. They do things a little bit differently than we do.
Yeah, they do. They're doing a field trip right by their school. They're not really going anywhere.
That's
kind of. They're gonna have sack racing. They're gonna have
sack racing is
races.
Fun. You know, I might have a few bottles and go down there and do some sack racing.
I think you should. I think they would appreciate that.
I think you know. I am the life of the party. Wherever I am, I bring joy.
Wherever you are, you're drunk off your ass. You're having fun. You're the nicest guy alive.
I know. Everyone in Glensville is the nicest guy alive.
Yes.
You know, you're the nicest guy alive. I'm the nicest guy alive. Steve, he's the nicest guy alive. Tim, oh, that's me. I'm the nicest guy alive.
You're the nicest guy alive. I don't know about me. I can be a hammerhead sometimes. Hammering away.
Yes, yeah. Hammered away those nails.
Tom, our mixing guy over there, he's the nicest guy alive.
The nicest guy alive. You know,
nicest guy alive. Hey, Tom. He doesn't really smile a lot, but I know he's smiling on the inside.
Yes. So this is,
in there with his MTV shirt. Yo. Yo.
Yeah, yeah. With the what was up.
What's up?
You know, they do the thing with they point their fingers.
Shizzle, Tom. Okay, stop drinking.
I'm sorry. I
know you're... Because you're reaching for another one. And I don't think you'd want anybody to see you in the state. Or worse, in the state.
I'm sorry. It's just, you know, since... It's fine. I'm not gonna bring my personal stuff on the air here. So anyway,
like my wife dying.
So we got some new news for you. Some other news that has just come in.
Yeah.
I'm lying. We don't have any news. I was just trying to change the topic.
No news.
No news. No news, Stan.
No news.
No news, Stan.
Man. Well, what are we going to talk about now?
I don't know. You know, we've covered most of the stuff in Glensville for this week.
Covered pretty much everything.
Let's see, what's going on next week in Glensville that the wonderful citizens of Glensville have to look forward to? There's the elementary school sack race. But that's in Marcus. And you just talked about that.
I already talked about that.
Oh yes.
Already covered the field day.
We covered the dog. We covered the dog.
Marcus
the dog.
Elementary. Covered the dog.
Which had an unfortunate end.
Yes, it did.
There's a blood drive going on.
Oh really?
Yeah, there's a blood drive to help the victims of the recent fire.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've already been there.
Yes.
See, look, I still have my Band-Aid on.
Yeah, because they ran out of blood
fast.
Anything
to help out the people who survived.
Yes.
That
yeah, they there
day.
Is it's in the city over. They got a trauma center, and they're in need for blood. So if you've got a few minutes, you go down there, you donate some blood. They give you a little cup of orange juice and a cookie. And
not that bad. Doesn't hurt.
No, it hurts. It hurt. I was screaming.
You were screaming. I wasn't.
Needles.
Just look away. It's all in your mind.
When I see a needle, I just instantly, I go berserk. And I might have punched a nurse, but after you get the needle in and you realize it's not too bad, and then you see your blood going out of you and you go a little crazy, but not too crazy, luckily. They couldn't use my blood. I think my blood, the alcohol level was too high. Except I think anyone out there who hasn't been drinking beforehand can probably go in and donate some blood and do a good thing.
It doesn't hurt though. I mean, a lot of people are scared of needles, but you know, it's all, you just look away. It's all in your mind.
Yeah, you just gotta get in the right mode, the right frame of mind, and you go in there and they stick a needle in you and they take your blood.
Yeah, because my son, I remember when my son was 3, before he died. His biggest fear is getting a shot. I remember the first time he got a shot. And no matter how many times I told him, it's all in your mind, he was kind of acting like you. He was screaming and he was hitting everybody. They had to give him some, you know, funny gas to kind of, you know, calm him down. Then they took his blood. And then that's right before he walked out and got hit by a truck.
You've led a tragic life, Stan.
Yes, I have.
You have led but you keep going through it like a champion, like a big champion.
This is Glensville, and this is life, and I'm fine. I'm happy. I like my life. I like my house.
If you ever need someone just to talk to, Stan.
Sometimes that's what you're for. You guys at home are for. That's what Tom over there is for.
Everyone in Glensville is here for you, Stan.
I know, but it's fine. I mean, I get whatever I want now. I don't have to share the controller with anybody. I don't have to say goodnight to anybody or tuck anybody in or you know, wake up next to anybody.
Stan?
You know, before I go to...
Stan?
Out to eat, I ask, what?
Stan, I think we should talk about the one last item on our list here.
What's that, Tim?
There is a factory opening up. There is a factory opening up, Stan. There is a
factory. What kind of factory?
A popcorn
factory. Oh, I know about that. I heard a popcorn factory.
They're opening up a popcorn factory around here.
Popcorn factory.
Yes, they're
opening
up. Our
whole town is going to smell like popcorn.
That's
going to
be
fantastic.
That is one of my favorite smells. I mean,
that is going to make everybody happy. It's also going to make us very hungry.
Oh, hungry for popcorn all day.
Hungry for popcorn.
But yeah, we got some cheap industrial land that was burned down from the fire that they're now selling off to a company who's going to build a popcorn factory, and the popcorn factory is going to there's going to be a lot of jobs open for the citizens of Glensville, which is definitely needed in Glensville. There's a few mm-hmm. A bit of a homeless problem, but mm-hmm. A lot of jobs are going to be opening up, and our city is going to be It's going to be right back in the top.
Where we belong.
Yes, yes, right in the top, where our wonderful city should be.
Right back
so the factory's going to be opening up. I think it's under construction now. I think in about 4 months it's going to be complete, and they're going to be making some popcorn.
Yeah.
They're going to be shipping off for some company, I forget, but it's a popcorn company, and I think they provide popcorn for movie theaters. So when you go to the local cinema, you might just be eating delicious popcorn from our very own Glensville. Well, that's about all the time we have for this week on our community podcast.
Yes, it is.
I hope you'll join us next week for more wonderful news and updates in the city of Glensville.
Yes, we'll be here every Wednesday, keeping you updated on the city of Glensville. If you want to see our, go to glensvillepodcast.org.
Yes, and I think it's .info.
Maybe it's .net.
Maybe it's .co.uk. Maybe we really screwed up on that. Anyways, I'll definitely be sure to get to the gym, and you definitely need to keep going to that gym after all those cupcakes and stuff. And so we will see you next week.
And we're gonna head right over to the.
Yeah, you're gonna go to the gym. I'm gonna go to the liquor store first. I'm a little low. And we will see you next week. Have a Glensville-y day.
Yes. Don't get drunk and drive over campfires, kids.
I said I was sorry.
Sorry, I won't bring her back.